worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and thank you for the ways your word guides us, teaches us, empowers us, and counsels us. And Lord, we thank you for the truths that your word teaches about the reality of heaven, the reality of hell, and the work you've called the church to do in the world. Lord, use the broadcast mightily to stir your church, to stir the body of Christ, to stir every listener to become much more involved in the wonderful work of the spread of the gospel and the work of making disciples. Help us to know, Lord, that we all have a part to play, and help us all to be about your business each and every day, diligently, aggressively, wisely, and courageously. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to remind you once again, the American Family Association Christmas buttons are a great way to proclaim what the Christmas season is all about. And of course, it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This year, we're bringing back one of the most popular button designs, and the design says, Jesus, He came for you. These buttons come in packs of 10, and we'd like to encourage you to wear a button to share the message of Jesus this Christmas season, and we urge you to give the rest away to friends, family, neighbors, fellow church members, and anyone else that you may cross paths with. Just go by the AFA store, afastore.net, again, that's afastore.net, to learn more about it or to order your Christmas buttons for this year. Hope you'll do that. We've also mentioned that this is National Collection Week, and now through November 21st, the Operation Christmas Child Project, this wonderful Christian outreach from the ministry Samaritan's Purse, is doing their collection week. This ministry is sending the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox, a wonderful way to share the gospel. This is a direct way for each of us to get involved to help equip the local church in different nations around the world. And keep in mind, Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners in different nations, we get to connect with them through this simple and wonderful outreach with the simple platform of a shoebox to reach their communities, to help them reach their communities with the gospel and establish long-term relationships with local churches in these different nations. They reach into hard-to-reach areas, and they reach into more than 100 unreached people groups around the world. And these gift boxes are opening doors for evangelism and follow-up discipleship, often resulting in churches being planted in nations or areas where there never has been a church before. So keep in mind, all of us can get involved. To learn more about Operation Christmas Child, this wonderful outreach of Samaritan's Purse, whereby they use a simple shoebox full of Christmas gifts, but also a means whereby they can bring the gospel to these communities. And remember, the stories that they share about how God has used these are just wonderful. To learn more, simply go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more and to find a drop-off location near you for the outreach of Operation Christmas Child of the Ministry of Samaritan's Purse. Hope that you'll take the time to learn more. Once again, the website, samaritanspurse.org/OCC. We're blessed to have as our phone guest once again. It's been a little bit. We're grateful to have back with us co-pastor Ruthie Hooper. She's the author of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. Pastor Hooper, how are you today?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm doing fine. A great day today.
That's right. Great to have you on once again. And we've had the privilege of having you on before as you shared about your book, in which you shared the wonderful and powerful testimony of how God allowed you to make a supernatural visit to heaven. And so you're here today to share with us about a children's book that shares about a wonderful story about heaven as well. Tell our listeners about the book entitled Little Ruth Goes to Heaven.
Yes, for sure. Yes, the book is entitled Little Ruth Goes to Heaven, and it's a very powerful book. And, you know, Pastor, a lot of time we forget that children grieve. So The book is really focusing on Little Ruth going to heaven because she was going through a grief process. Mm-hmm. And so what the Lord is doing, he's focusing on ministering to those children that are grieving, because a lot of time we forget that children grieve also. Mm-hmm. So the book is focusing on Little Ruth. She wants to go to heaven to see her big brother because he had died. Mm-hmm. And she was grieving. Mm-hmm. She was grieving real hard. So she asked the Lord to take her to heaven to see if her big brother was there. Mm-hmm. And when she got there, it brought so much comfort in her heart that she wasn't experiencing any grief pains at all.
That's great. And so this book is basically based upon your experience when the Lord allowed you to make the trip to heaven, correct?
Yes, it's a version of the first book that I did, The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. So what I did, the Holy Spirit led me to put it in a children form with picture illustration where they can understand it.
Okay, all right. And now remind our listeners the title of the first book again.
The first book is The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. This is my personal testimony where I visited heaven and saw not only my big brother, but so much more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My mother, people that I had went to church with was there. Just amazing, Pastor. Mansions, little children. Yes.
Well, you know, I think of this too. Sometimes you have believers that, to be quite honest, Pastor Hooper, that often sometimes they're a little skeptical because they think, well, I've never heard of that happening before. But the reality is you find that in Scripture. And, you know, you actually have a couple people, you know, of course, there are two individuals, Enoch and Elijah, actually never died and went to heaven. But now we find, of course, Paul was, the Bible speaks of in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when Paul was caught up to heaven as well. And, you know, actually there are a number of books where people today, like yourself, have shared experiences where God allowed them to see glimpses into heaven too. So it's wonderful. I know every time I've heard people share of such an experience, it's very inspiring, it's very touching, it's very powerful, and just an encouragement, I believe, for people to recognize we all need to do what we have to both get there and to take as many people with us as we possibly can. So I tell you, I want to ask, as we move forward in sharing more about the book, would you take a moment to pray for listeners that they would really have ears to hear whatever the Lord wants to say to them today about the work of sharing the gospel and the work of being involved in the work of both going to heaven but taking people with us as well? Would you pray for the church in that regard?
Yes. Father, in Jesus' name, I just come boldly to your throne today in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I lift up your people. These are your people, your listeners. I lift them up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you said in John 14:1-2, that you have gone to prepare a place for us, and you told us to let our heart not be troubled, because you have gone to prepare a place for us. And Lord, and you said in your word that if you have gone to prepare that place, you will come again to receive us.
Yes,
and so, Lord, we thank you for preparing that place, oh, Lord, just to know that we have a place, oh, Lord God. Lord, I pray that every listener would not miss that place. Lord, you have already prepared it. But, Lord God, by your precious Holy Spirit, help us to make it there, to make it to that mansion that you have built. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Hooper, before we go forward further, I got a little bit ahead of myself here. Tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and, of course, your pastor, Pastor Curtis Hooper, and the church that you all serve.
Yes, I'm a co-pastor / also evangelist. Evangelist is my greatest calling because I love to win souls.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the co-pastor with my husband, which is Pastor Curtis Hooper. And we pastor at Community Chapel, Assemblies of God Church in Shelby, Mississippi. We've been there for 28 years. We were saved in the church, and then the Lord moved us up as pastor. I'm also a retired nurse, but I still work part-time at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a children church coordinator, women's minister, ministry director at the church, and also girls ministry coordinator. I also do a lot of marriage counseling with people and just outreach, just going out winning. So that is my passion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graduate of Delta State University. That's why I obtained my BSN in nursing. And also I went to Mississippi Valley State University where I obtained a BS in chemistry and biology.
Okay. Okay. Now, if someone wants to attend your church, what is the address if they wanted to come and visit Community Chapel, Assemblies of God in Shelby? What is the address for the church?
The address is 1205, that's 1205, Robert D. D.S. and Dahl Gray Avenue, Shelby, Mississippi.
Okay. Repeat that one more time.
That's 1205, Robert D. Gray Avenue in Shelby, Mississippi.
All right. All righty. And so also share with our listeners also if a listener wants to get either your first book, The Ministry, the Morning I Saw Heaven, or this book that you're talking about today, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven, how can they get the book, either one or both books?
Right. Exactly. They can get it from Amazon or they can visit BarnesandNoble.com, and also they can go online at iUniverse.com, or they can purchase directly from me at that's Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, 8381 at BellSouth.net.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that as well. Now, you've mentioned, for example, you're an evangelist amongst other things, along with many other areas of ministry you work in. You know, Pastor Hooper, one of the things that is so important for all of us to recognize is that God calls every believer to be involved in the very important work of the spread of the gospel, that is doing evangelists. In fact, Scripture tells us in 1 Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. All of us have a testimony. All of us are to be involved in the work of sharing the gospel so that others can come to know Christ, as well as making disciples. Would you share with our listeners why that's so important for all of us? I tell you, we're coming up on a break, so we're going to have to pick up right there on the other side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our phone guest is Pastor Ruthie Hooper, co-pastor Ruthie Hooper. She is the author of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. We'll be right back.
Slain, holy, holy.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean, the Revelation Song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ruthie Hooper. She's the author of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. Pastor Hooper, as we begin this next segment, I'm going to ask if you'll go ahead and share with our listeners the story of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven.
Okay, sure. Little Ruth Goes to Heaven, what it is a virgin, a down virgin of the first book that I published, which is The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. Mm-hmm. So Little Ruth is a children's book that really originated from my first book. And it focuses on about, it really, you know, Pastor, I'd like to just encourage those that know children or have children mm-hmm. that are grieving. Because like I say, a lot of times we forget about the grieving children uh-huh. or the grieving child that have lost a parent or a grandparent or any type of relative or even just a friend. Mm-hmm. That this would be a great book for them. In the front of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven, there's an article there from the American Journal, and it's to the parents, and it talks to the parents about the grieving child. Mm-hmm. But, Pastor, you know, as I was just sitting here thinking, you know, the first thing that God did for us was that he put a book in our hand, mm-hmm. which is the Bible.
Right.
And so that's what the Holy Spirit just encouraged me, that we really have to get these books into their hands, mm-hmm. you know, so that they can read them. It's nothing like reading a book. And so even Paul mentioned, he told one of the disciples, make sure you bring my book, mm-hmm. you know. So
right.
I'd just like to encourage that Little Ruth, what it is a down version of the first book, The Morning I Saw Heaven, mm-hmm. and it's a personal experience, a real, true experience of my experience in heaven, because I was grieving when my brother Lindsay died at age 48. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the Lord, would he give me a glimpse of heaven? And the first thing he told me, he said, Ruthie, if I took you there, you wouldn't want to come back. But mm-hmm. I was so persistent. I just kept begging him and begging him until one day, one night, when I laid down and went to sleep, and the next thing, I was in heaven, and the first person I saw was my brother Lindsay, because I wanted to know, did he make it to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what Little Ruth is doing. She's grieving about her big brother that has died, and she wants to be with him, and she wants to see if he made it to heaven, because she knows that if he made it to heaven, that it would be okay. It would take away a lot of her pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the Lord did. He took her and took away her pain.
Okay. Well, in your experience, when the Lord allowed you to get a glimpse of heaven, you saw your brother there. What else do you remember that you saw? What are some things that come to your mind right off that the Lord allowed you to see there in heaven?
Yes, Pastor. You know, I've lost a child through miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 3 months pregnant, and I just couldn't hold the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that the baby went to heaven,
mm-hmm.
but I just, when I got there, and there was a little girl, she was about 4 or 5 years old, and she joined her hand as Jesus was taking me over heaven. She joined up to me. She just grabbed my hand, my left hand,
mm-hmm.
and she had on navy blue pants and a top to match.
Mm-hmm.
And she had long black hair and the same color as my husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at that time, I didn't know. He didn't reveal to me that that was my child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when I came back and got out of the heavenly experience, I kept asking him about 2 weeks, Lord, who was the little girl that joined herself to me? And he told me, he said, that is the child that you lost through miscarriage. And so I said, oh, Lord, I want that baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I asked him another question. I said, Lord, well, why did she look like she was only 4 years old when she should have been 24, Pastor, at that time?
Mm-hmm.
She should have been 24 on earth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is at the day.
Hmm.
I also saw my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything to her. I just saw her walking, and she had her hands in her pocket like she normally does. She was just walking. I was just looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Madgen, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This while, no one, Pastor, when the Lord said, he said, if it was not true, if it was not so, I would have told you that I didn't go to prepare a place. Pastor, those Madgen are so, I don't have the earthly word to describe it, but I just encourage everyone that's listening, don't miss your Madgen. Because it is something after Pastor. And
okay.
I saw other people that I went to church with. They were there. I saw children there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was sad. Everybody was happy. And I saw animals, horses, cats, because some people love those animals. As a matter of fact, Jesus is coming back on a horse.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So quite a few different things the Lord allowed you to see while you were there then. So, and you saw some of your loved ones and some people that you just knew that had passed away then.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me this now. I recall you mentioned in your book, too, that after you came back, it was very hard for you because you wanted so much to be back in heaven. Is that correct?
Oh, that it passes. Even now. Because the experience that you have, it never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually now, Pastor, when I first came back, I cried more than 2 weeks every day. I had to go to work as a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I would be sitting in my desk just crying. I go to the bathroom just crying because I didn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, it's the same way. Pastor, you really have to pray to stay here. You remember Paul said, I'm twist in between. I want to go, but then it's more needful that I be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way. I have to pray, Lord, to keep me here.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me here. Because that desire to go back is there. And if we don't be careful, he'll give you that desire.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you the desire of your heart.
That's a powerful thing to hear, that truth to hear, Pastor Hooper. You know, I think of, I remember reading a story from a book of an individual who his son had an accident. He'd been electrocuted, and his son had actually died. And they, by grace, they prayed, and he came back. And his son, over a period of time, was fine. But his son told him years later, many years after, now he was a very young boy when this happened, but his son told him years later after he was grown, he said, Dad, if I ever die again, don't bring me back. His experience in heaven was so powerful that even though he was very young, he would have loved to have stayed. And that sounds like what you just shared. So thank you for sharing that. So,
Pastor, there is no sorrow. When he said there's no sorrow, no pain, no sickness. I mean, you are yourself there. The way you are now, your same personality, that is you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take that away. I mean, and that atmosphere, that heavenly atmosphere, when you come back, it's still upon you. You can still feel it. You know how when you go into the presence of the Lord and you can go home, but you still can feel that presence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way it is. When you come back, you still feel that heavenly presence. That's what makes you so sorry, is because that presence is still upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, I need to share this. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it. You know, a lot of people they'll ask me the question, or they would doubt about the experience. But this is what the Lord told me to tell them. There was a phrase that I made in heaven. I was talking to a lady. I said, you know, when I was on earth, I preached this message that one day we would be on earth and the next minute we would be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he told me to tell them. So that, and Pastor, this is the second thing he told me. Pastor, when you, even if you dream about it, you cannot, the body cannot take that type of atmosphere in the natural body. You got to be out of the body to experience that heavenly spirit. The body cannot handle it. So that's why he'd have to take you there in the spirit, because it's too much for the body. It would kill the body. You're in God's holy glory.
And the body can't endure all that glory, huh?
It cannot. Because remember what Jesus said, flesh and blood cannot enter heaven.
Well, I want to ask if you'll specifically share with our listeners why it's so important. And, of course, as an evangelist as well, you know, a lot of believers have never led someone to Christ, have never even shared the gospel. Share with our listeners why it's so important for all of us to get involved with the work of the sharing of the gospel.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, it's just like the Lord. He gave me a question one day. He said, you remember the scripture that says, on the road that leads to hell, I'm going to break it down real simple. The road that leads to hell, there are many people on that road. But on the road that leads to heaven, there are just a few people. So the Lord asked me a question. He didn't ask me the question, what are we doing about the few? Because, see, they're okay. But he did ask the question, what are you all doing about the many? What many? Those many that are on their way to a devil hell. So those are the people that we have to focus on, because Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners to repentance. So that's his focus, on those that are lost, those that don't know Jesus.
That's right. That's right. So what word of encouragement would you give to the listeners about the need for them to become more aggressive about sharing the gospel?
You know, Pastor, yes, I'd just like to encourage everyone to encourage your family. God, I will not only save you, but I save your whole household. We got to think about our family, our children, all of our loved ones, uncle, aunt, neighbors, everybody, you know, because it's just like the parable, the true story of the rich man that went to hell. That rich man started talking to Abraham. He thought about his father's house and his five brothers. He said, send Lazarus back to them. Send them back to them, because so they won't come to this place of torment. And hell is real. Just as heaven is real, hell is just as real.
That's right.
And Jesus spoke more in the New Testament about hell than he did heaven. So I just like to encourage everyone, every day that you wake up, just encourage them.
That's right.
Everyone
to
go to heaven.
Amen. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest is co-pastor Ruthie Hooper, the author of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. We'll be right back.
My heart, come to my heart.
music of Dunson Oyekan, the song If All I Say Is Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ruthie Hooper. She's the co-pastor of Community Chapel in Shelby, Mississippi, and she's the author of the book, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. Pastor Hooper, would you share with our listeners, if they're wanting to get a copy of Little Ruth Goes to Heaven or your first book, The Morning I Saw Heaven, how can they do that?
Yes, Pastor, they can get it from they can get it from Amazon. They can also get it from BarnesandNoble.com, and also from iUniverse.com. That's the publishing company. And if they want to, they can get it from me. They can email me at Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, 8381 at BellSouth.net.
Okay, thank you then. And Pastor Hooper, tell us now, what age group would you say this book is geared towards?
Okay. The age group actually is from, I would say, from the womb to age 18. If you're pregnant, buy it and read it to your child. Mm-hmm. Because I'm reminded that John the Baptist was baptized in his mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And so even if they're pregnant, they can get the book and start reading it to their baby or babies. Mm-hmm. And up to age 18. The reason he focused on age 18, Pastor, is because they may be chronological, mm-hmm. age 18, but actually sometimes spiritually they are still little babies and little children.
That's
so
right.
They may be at age 18, but we still have some that are still on the level as a little bitty child. Mm-hmm. So we have to consider that as well.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing that then. Real briefly, I want to take a moment. I'm going to briefly share the scripture you were referring to. And this is Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 19. I'm just going to briefly read it. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between you and us, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, the one rise from the dead. Verses 19 through 31, Luke chapter 16. And, you know, Pastor Hooper, I think of this, that it is so critically important, as you've touched on so beautifully, that every believer become very serious and committed to the work of evangelism and discipleship. All of us need to be about our Father's business of sharing the gospel in the world that we live in, because the reality is so many people, sadly, are on their way to hell, whether they realize it or not. And they need to know, they need to be saved. They need to hear the gospel and be saved. And the fact is, every believer has the chance to share that gospel. And we see here, though, in this powerful story in the Word of God, this powerful story Christ shares, the rich man is more evangelism-minded in hell than many believers are who are very much alive still today as well. Would you share your thoughts on that?
Yes, Pastor, I'm so glad you brought that out. That is so beautiful, the way you brought that out. You know, I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just reminded me, you know, I was working as a nurse on the floor. And so I never forget this man. When I went into his room, he was eating these eggs. We had just admitted him Friday. So Friday was my last day to work on the floor. So I went to his room, and I started telling him about Jesus. And to look at that man, you look like he looked like he was going to be here for years and years and years to come. So I was witnessing to him about Jesus, and he wanted to accept Jesus because if he couldn't hear what I was saying, he asked me, would you repeat that? What did you say? But there was a worker that came down there. When I was witnessing to this man, she kept trying to get me out of the room to pull me away from witnessing to that man. And Pastor, I'll never forget. I always say the man that was eating the egg, that man that accepted Jesus as his personal Savior, died that Sunday, and I wasn't there.
Mm, okay. So you mean he did pray to receive Christ before you left?
He accepted Christ right on time. He was admitted that Friday, accepted Christ that Friday, and died that Sunday.
Mm. Well, praise God that you were a willing vessel through which God could work, you know. And it's so important, Pastor Hooper, that we recognize we're not to be shy about the sharing the gospel. There are people that sometimes they live in our own home. They live maybe in our extended family. They might be in our neighborhood. They might be people we work alongside. But so many people are living, but they're on their way to hell. And the reality is, I think of this, on average, 3 people die every second. About 180 people every minute all over the world. About 11,000 people die every hour on average all over the world. And somewhere around 250,000 people die every 24 hours. That's a lot of dying. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, once they die, nothing matters anymore. It doesn't matter if they were black or white, Republican, Democrat, what nation they lived in, rich or poor. The only thing that matters is, did they know Jesus? Nothing else matters. So it's critical that we're serious-minded about sharing the gospel. Would you pray for the church to really, really grow in their understanding of the need for us all to be involved in this critically important work?
Yes. Pastor, right before I pray, I'd just like to mention this certain thing that you brought out about the rich man, which is so important. Because, see, Pastor, this rich man, he was a churchgoer, because the Bible said he was clothed in purple and fine linen. Linen means that's the way they would dress when they go to church, in purple and fine linen. And he knew about repentance, because he tried to get Father Abraham to send Lazarus back to his father's house so that his brothers can repent. Mm-hmm. He had a prayer. He knew about praying. Because he said, Father Abraham, I pray. But he knew about all of this. Mm-hmm. And surely he knew about heaven and hell, too. Mm-hmm. He knew. So we're going to pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray. We lift up everyone before you. We pray that they will not be like this rich man. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever is hindering them from receiving you as their personal Savior, Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that they will not be like this rich man. Lord, that rich man is in hell right now. He can't come out. He can't come back to pray. He can't evangelize. He can't go to church no more. It is over with him. But Lord, we pray for those that are living, those that are can receive you now, that still have breath in their body, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that they will be like Lazarus, become in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would touch, Lord, the young people, the old people, every generation, Lord, every person, the children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for every believer listening. Thank you for the wonderful privilege you give each and every one of us to be involved in the work of sharing the gospel so that people can be pulled off the road to hell onto the road to heaven. Help us to recognize, Lord, what a serious responsibility this is, and help us to know, Lord, that you give this responsibility to every single believer. Help us to never have the attitude of, well, that's someone else's job. Help us to know, Lord, that once you've saved us, you've drawn us into your army, and we're a part of the army of God, your army, to go out and share the gospel and make disciples, as you told us in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. Stir us, Lord, to have a passion to want to be about sharing the gospel the way you want us to, with a heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart of concern for those who are lost. Help us to never be apathetic, Lord. Help us to never think it's no big deal if people die and go to hell. Help us to know, Lord, that it is so important that we be about your work. And help us to be bold about it and courageous, to be willing to share it maybe in the grocery line or at home or in our neighborhood. But, Lord, help us to know, Lord, there's work all over the place for us to be doing what you've called us to do. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of the wonderful work of the building of your kingdom. Thank you for the opportunity. Stir us more and more to be about your business every moment of the day for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Hooper, share with our listeners one more time. If they want to get the book, again, Little Ruth Goes to Heaven, or the first book, The Morning I Saw Heaven, tell them how they can get it.
Yes, Pastor, they can get it. I also want to mention right before, I'm doing a book signing at three locations. I'm just going to give them the December schedule. December the 1st, I'll be doing a book signing at Community Chapel Assemblies of God, Shelby, Mississippi, at 1205 Robert E. Gray Avenue, from 1:30 to 2:30. December the 8th, I'll be in South Haven at Brown Missionary Baptist Church. That's Pastor Bethodian R. And I'll be doing it immediately after their services on both campuses. They have the 8 o'clock services, and they also have the 11 o'clock services, so I'll be there on both campuses. December the 8th, I'll be at South Haven Assembly of God in Jackson, Mississippi. They can Google the address on there. Okay. December the 15th is when I will be at Brown's Missionary Baptist Church in South Haven. December the 29th, I'll be at First Assembly of God Church in Clarksville, and I'll be doing a book signing in all those different areas. You can get the both of the books, The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory, and Little Ruth Goes to Heaven. You can get it on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, iUniverse.com, and also just email me at Hooper8381@BellSouth.net.
Okay. And so if someone listening, if they too would like to get an autographed copy, can they email you as well?
Yes, I have been. Oh, Pastor, the children book is awesome. I mean, they are buying it. It's something about children. Mm-hmm. They are just buying it. But I do shipping and handling. So all they have to do is if they want it, I do Cash App, and they can email me, and I can give them my Cash App. Okay. Then I'll also be set up with credit card pretty soon. But, yes, and I'll send it back to them. All they have to do is include $2 shipping and handling, and I'll autograph it and send it to them.
Okay.
They just give me the address.
Share your email one more time.
My email is Hooper, that's Hooper, 8381@BellSouth.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Hooper, for being with us, and thank you for sharing about the book. And I wish you the Lord's best as you continue to share the message of Little Ruth Goes to Heaven.
Thank you, Pastor. So glad you had me.
All righty. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. And again, I'm hoping if you'd like to get the book, hope that you'll take time to get it to share, maybe a Christmas gift for a child or an adult as well. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.